Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Letters from Paris by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. You find me at work. Excuse the dust on my blouse. I sculpt my marble myself. Camille Claudel. Prologue. Sabine. February 27th, 1898. He sleeps. Sabine creeps across the dark studio before dawn, beseeching the silent faces not to betray her. They watch her every move, mute witnesses to her crime. Slipping through the door, she winces at the scraping sound of metal on metal as she pauses to latch it behind her. Fog envelops her, the mist cutting through her threadbare blouse and underthings, wet needles of cold air piercing her skin. Sabine thinks longingly of the two dresses she left behind in the cupboard. He'd bought them for her. They are the finest garments she has ever worn, one blue, one green, made of the softest lawn, a material so lush and supple it beckoned to her the first time she donned the garments. Often she would caress the skirt, reveling in the sumptuous sensations that tickled her palm. He teased her for that. Take nothing with you. She has donned the heavy black skirt and the thin gray blouse she wore when they met in the square in Pigalle, when she thought he was her salvation. Before. Her feet are clad in her ancient black boots. The dove gray shawl her mother had knit for her 16th Christmas is her only defense against the night's chill. She wears her hair pinned back in the style he likes, an old-fashioned twist on either side of her head, as though she stepped out of another time. Also abandoned is the gold armband, still in its nest of fine.